2NURFM 103.7. Well, whether you care a little or a lot about politics, it's important to have a thorough understanding of how the system works. New results from the National Assessment Program show that school students are struggling to grasp civics, which will have big implications when it comes time for them to vote at the ballot box. On the line from the School of Social Sciences at Monash University is Dr. Zara Gazarian. Morning, Zara. So why is it important that students have a strong understanding of civics at an early age?
Good morning, Robert. Yes, it's a very important area of study, and it's something that national governments over the last 2 decades or so have been putting a lot of emphasis on. The idea here is that the better equipped people are about how the system works, the system of government, politics, decision-making, the better they'll be able to participate in those decision-making processes and, of course, hold those decision-makers more accountable. So it really is an important area of knowledge that allows people to, firstly, participate in the Australian system of politics and government, but secondly, it also allows them to better keep those decision makers accountable for those choices that they make. So it has a significant flow-on effect from young people all the way to seniors. Everyone is part of the Australian democracy, so it's important that people know about how it works.
And for people who might not be sure what the civics test for school students entails, what are some of the concepts that are being taught?
It covers a wide variety of things. So it covers things such as the judiciary, the courts. It covers what governments do, the role of the Prime Minister, the role of the Speaker. These are the sort of foundational bits of knowledge people need to understand how the system works. Interestingly, Robert, as you've flagged in the introduction, the results have been sliding over the last few years, and the proficiency levels, especially at Year 10 level, which is the last point where this data is captured, is at an all-time low this year at 38%. So just over a third of Year 10 students are comfortable and knowledgeable about how the Australian system works. And this has huge implications moving forward, because presumably we're going to get a generation that leaves high school and is very unclear and very uncertain about how the system works, which raises questions about how effectively they may be able to participate in future.
Well, you mentioned that the numbers are down to their lowest that they've been, but there's also been a bit of a surge of the number of young people enrolling on the Electoral Commission over the past 18 months with things like the election and the postal survey. Does this suggest that perhaps things aren't quite as bleak as they may seem?
Absolutely. Interestingly, we've been doing some research in this area with school leaders, and what our research is telling us is that young people are passionate about issues. They are passionate about politics. This idea that young people are somehow divorced from the world around them or are not paying any attention to politics isn't coming up in our data. So young people are tuned into politics in probably a way that previous generations have not been, and access to news and information, thanks to social media, thanks to smartphones and tablets and all those things, is helping them. But the problem is, when we're asking young people about how the system works and how they might seek to change things that they don't particularly like or would like to see changed, that's where they're struggling. And I think that's a warning sign to us all, that if we're not equipping young people with the core knowledge they need to move forward in this democratic system, then we're going to be robbing these young people of a say in future.
So in your view, what needs to change to ensure students are informed about Australia's democracy then?
This is part of the national curriculum that we see. I think there is an opportunity for us to revisit the core knowledge that young people are getting in the final years of high school. In our interviews, young people are saying to us that they remember going to a trip to Parliament House. They remember an MP coming in and talking to their school. But what they don't remember and what they don't recall are the key bits of information they so desire in the later years of high school, and that is how to vote, how the system works, and how they may be able to influence change. So I think if we were to look at perhaps thinking about civics and citizenship, politics and government, more like a life skill such as safe sex, such as safe alcohol consumption, those sorts of life skill options, rather than thinking of it as an academic area of study, we'd be able to roll out workshops opportunities for young people to learn and be equipped just before they leave high school, and it gives them the working knowledge they need to move forward.
Well, thanks for your time this morning, Zara.
Pleasure to be with you. Thanks, Robert.
That was Dr. Zara Gazarian from the School of Social Sciences at Monash University discussing civics in school on 2NURFM.